On one hand, the romanticized depiction of pilgrims and the Indians happily feasting together in 1621 sidesteps the wars, disease, displacement, and oppression that came in the centuries afterwards. Some Native people boycott Thanksgiving, and the United American Indians of New England will hold their 55th annual Day of Mourning this year, a protest held in Plymouth, Massachusetts since 1970. On the other hand, Native people love to eat with friends and family. What is one to do? Anne Marie Dakota is the Indigenous Curriculum and Instruction Specialist for Bismarck Public Schools. A member of the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa, Dakota helps educators teach about Thanksgiving from a more authentic Native perspective. And her family reframes holidays like Thanksgiving and the 4th of July to be more relevant to them.
So instead of celebrating the holidays, they celebrate still being here, the survival, the ancestor histories. They acknowledge what happened to us. That's one thing that I would like to push, that we're still here, and that's why we still celebrate, to keep our language, stories, and culture alive.
And that Thanksgiving turkey might be pushed aside to make room for fry bread, Indian tacos, and Dakota's personal favorite, wild rice casserole. Someone else who's given the holiday a lot of thought is Nancy Kelsey, an Anishinaabe of the Little River Band of Ottawa Indians and a columnist for Cleveland's Plain Dealer newspaper. She thinks it's important Native people reflect on the holiday and make it their own.
Given all of the centuries of labor on our ancestors' part for us to be here as thriving people, there is no wrong way to celebrate Thanksgiving. We can make the holiday into something that is special for us.
Kelsey says allies, including teachers, can learn about the tribes native to the lands they stand on, lift up and celebrate Indigenous storytellers, and speak up when racist and ignorant things happen. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.